Rabbit, rabbit.
What's that mean?
Rabbit, rabbit. You're supposed to say that the first day of the month, the first thing you say out of your mouth for good luck for the whole month.
I mean, I've never heard that before in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's a real thing.
Okay. Well, rabbit, rabbit. It's my birthday month on top of it. So
I know.
I should be
so
lucky
excited.
Anyways.
It's Anna and Raven. I think it's so funny as a grown man who is turning 45 years old this month
mm-hmm.
that you still get excited for your quote unquote birthday month, which we all know is a fake thing.
Well, I have to remind everybody that it is my birthday this month because Christmas and New Year's Eve, that's when everybody gets all, you know, gets all the attention. Everybody forgets that my birthday exists anyways. I get the crappiest birthday gifts, to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's my job to remind people it's my birthday. So don't forget your Christmas babies, people.
This is a milestone for you, 45.
I mean, they're all milestones at this point. I'm still alive.
Okay.
Right? I mean, is 45 really a milestone one?
Yeah, I think like all the like the evens and the fives, right? Like 30, 35, and 21, 18. Actually, no. It's 16, 18, 21, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and then all the fives until you die.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, until I die.
Until you die.
Well, I get it. I mean, on the flip side of 45, of course, every minute after that, I'm closer to 50, right? I'm closer to 50 than I am from 40 at that point.
Wow.
It is crazy to think.
Wow.
I never thought of that before in my life.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm almost wishing that I hadn't said it to you because I feel like you're going to repeat it to me often.
Oh, my gosh, Raven.
Yeah.
Huh. When you look back, what was your favorite birthday? Like the best birthday you ever had?
I mean, I had a great, at 16, you remember because you could get your license, you know, and when I was at 16, everybody got their license immediately. Nowadays, it's a little bit different, you know, everybody used to do that. So obviously that was a big one. 18 wasn't a big deal because I was already out of high school at that point. It didn't make any difference for me. What? I could go to 7-Eleven and buy a dirty magazine or some cigarettes. Neither good things.
I forgot that people did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Neither good things. So that wasn't a big one for me. 21 obviously is a big one. That's when I had my first drink.
Right.
Well, either way. Yeah. My first legal drink out. 30's big.
So which is the best one, Raven? I didn't ask for a roll-up of your entire life.
I had a surprise party at like 30 and another one at like 32, 33. Those were great birthdays. Those were great parties. It was completely unexpected. I had no idea that those parties were happening.
I think the greatest birthday I ever had is when I turned 27, oddly. We went to Vegas, and we went with like one of my girlfriends from college and her new boyfriend. And, you know, that's like a tricky situation where you don't know because you don't know them well.
Right, whether or not you're going to like them or whatever, right.
I mean, to this day, they are our closest, like, best friends. And that trip, we talk about it all the time. It was just the best, most iconic 4 days of our life.
Yeah. It sounds like a great trip. By the way, I could do that trip at 45. That would be fine, too.
Yeah, no, I'm into doing it.
If Santa's listening.
As soon as we're allowed to get on a plane, I'd be into doing that trip again.
Right.
What was the best birthday you ever had? What age were you? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. What is the perfect age for a birthday? The birthday that you look back on and you're like, that was the best. Santa and Raven, you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven's turning 45 this month. That's a milestone. That's a big one.
When do we start saying it, stop saying it out loud? Like if I was a girl, when would I have stopped saying it out loud?
When I turned 40 in August, you said it every single day. Literally every day.
Is that how it felt? Because it feels like that's in your mind.
No.
But it's an interesting perspective on human psyche. If I did, I didn't do it deliberately. But maybe I did. I don't know.
Because you knew it was going to get me. But I was actually thinking about this because this past year in general has kind of been stinky. Like for my 40th birthday, we had big plans. And obviously those plans didn't happen because of COVID.
Right.
But it still ended up being a beautiful birthday. I spent it with my family, my friends. You know, it was okay.
I mean, that's what you have to say.
You have to say that.
You have to say that anyways.
Right.
Alicia, my wife's birthday, her 40th is in March. And I have no idea what's going to happen.
And we got to play it by ear. It's all you can do.
No idea.
My little one, Dakota, she turned 2 a couple weeks ago. And I remember the pure joy on her face to play with a couple of her new toys and to have cake and for all of us to wear a hat and sing. And I was like, maybe 2 is the best birthday.
They could. It's probably just seems like a great day to her, birthday or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, oh, I understand that this is the day that I came into the world, but I did get cake and presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the best birthday age?
I think for your girls, it's your sweet 16. It's like you feel like you're becoming an adult and you're really growing up. I had had like a huge party when I was young, and honestly, it was better than my wedding.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you've got somebody to smooch at your sweet 16,
no,
pretty great day.
You don't kiss anybody at your sweet 16.
I mean, at my 16th birthday, I got a smooch.
Did you have a sweet 16?
No, I'm a boy.
Why don't boys have sweet 16s?
I don't know. It's one of the things that we've been ripped off for our entire lives.
Oh,
I did get a car, though.
Oh, well, that's like a pretty good consolation prize.
Yeah, no, it was a great, great gift.
Right.
It was ugly, but I got it.
My sweet 16 got canceled because my dad was mad at me because I wanted to sleep over at my friend's house and I disobeyed him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You were a Satanistic little teenager.
Makes me so upset still thinking to this day.
Bad Anna.
Mm. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the best birthday party age?
Man, when I turned 30, I felt the best. I was still young. Everybody took me seriously. It was the best party. We went to Vegas for a long week with all our friends. We never slept. It was awesome.
30 is a good one, I think, Anna, because you've got some money in the bank, right? You know enough of the things that you like to do, right, in theory.
Yep.
Right? If not, you've got a credit card at least, probably.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're able to travel and go wherever you want to. And you got other friends with a little bit of coin, too, to do what you want to do.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the best age for birthday parties?
Oh, definitely 21. All your friends. You can drink. You can legally go to the bar. I went to my favorite club in Manhattan on my 21st birthday, and I was so excited to use my real ID for the first time.
I know that.
Did you throw up? Did you barf?
You bet.
Yeah. Right. I feel like that's, your great, great, great friends that want to make sure you have so much fun also make sure that you end up over a toilet.
They're
like, there you go, especially your older friends.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, that's one of the biggest things I think that stinks about COVID birthdays. If, like, you're getting a monumental one, like your 21st, like, there's no bars you can go out dancing to right now. That
stinks.
There's
nothing big, right? Yeah. Right? 40th, whatever. There's nothing big.
What was your perfect birthday age? What happened? You could head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Search Anna and Raven. Coming up next, have you ever noticed the way your voice changes when you talk to different people? Turns out it's a thing. We'll explain with Anna and Raven.